In early May last year, the battle to retake Mosul from IS control was reaching its peak. The city in northern Iraq had become one of the final IS strongholds, and the fighting was street to street as the Iraqi military tried to push IS out. At the time, Defence Minister Maurice Payne told the ABC Iraqi forces had requested an airstrike on a two-storey building in the city's west.
The strike was called in because the Iraqi security forces were under direct sniper attack from the building, and the sniper attack was causing injuries in the Iraq security forces.
The Australian Defence Force says one of its fighter jets dropped a precision-guided bomb onto the building, collapsing the second storey. The ADF says it killed two snipers, but has now admitted it probably also killed two Iraqi civilians and injured two children. Maurice Payne says it was a very complex operation.
But I think it is very important for us to recognise what a very complex urban environment this was, and the fact that we are operating in a war zone. Our operators work to the highest standards, but regrettably incidents like this happen.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it was an unfortunate consequence of fighting IS.
We do everything we can to avoid civilian casualties, but regrettably, in a war zone, casualties of this kind do occur.
The ADF has video footage of the incident, but didn't investigate the matter until Amnesty International raised questions. Two investigations were launched, one by the International Military Coalition and one by the Australian military. The transparency group Air Wars says the victims were a newly married couple and the children were part of the family. Amnesty International campaigner Diana Syed says the entire bombing campaign in Iraq and Syria must be independently investigated.
There must be reparations given to the families of those victims, and Amnesty has continued to document over 400 separate operations where the high amount of civilian casualties is absolutely unacceptable, which may amount to war crimes.
It's not the first time Australia's Air Force had been involved in deadly attacks on civilians during its missions over Iraq and Syria. It admits it was involved in two incidents last year, which may have killed Iraqi children. And in 2016, two Australian fighter jets dropped bombs in a failed airstrike that reportedly killed dozens of Syrian soldiers. Since 2014, Australian fighter jets have flown nearly 3,000 missions in the region, using more than 2,000 bombs and missiles. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Peter Jennings says the ADF does go through rigorous processes before bombing missions.
Well, I don't think any country has really done more than Australia to work out how to minimise civilian casualties. And you know, one test of that is there are a very large number of bombing sorties flown by our aircraft in Iraq that did not drop bombs. Unfortunately, you are never going to have a clean war where civilians won't be killed. And I think that we've got about as far as modern technology will allow us in being able to prevent unnecessary civilian deaths.
The ADF withdrew its six fighter jets from the Middle East late last year, but still flies a surveillance aircraft and a refueling aircraft over Iraq and Syria. Miles Morgan, SBS News.